producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
For us to play on the Good Day program, I suppose in a manner of speaking, we're playing, because there is a certain amount of that, with Jennifer Horn on board. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is taking your calls and is actually at the control center, the heartbeat of our program in Washington. Jennifer and I are both in Los Angeles, and we bid you a welcome to the 1/27/16 Good Day program. What did you start to say?
Adieu. You said we bid you. And aren't they always what they said? We bid you adieu.
Well, adieu is goodbye, isn't it?
I know.
We bid you hello.
It's the shortest show in radio.
Yeah. Well, we can say goodbye this morning to Susan Jordan, the principal of an elementary school, Indianapolis, Indiana. She was killed, but she saved the lives of two children by jumping in front of a bus. This took place yesterday in front of the school. This is Amy Beverland Elementary School, northeast side of the city. She was killed. Two 10-year-old children were in the way. They were pushed out of the way. They have non-life-threatening injuries today. The buses were lined up outside the school at the end of the day. At some point, the bus lurched forward, jumped the curb. The principal saw the bus coming toward the children, pushed them out of the way, and was run over by the bus. 25 students on the bus when this happened. I am looking at a video.
Thank God for everyday heroes.
Yeah, it really does. You think about all the things that you have to be thankful for. She sacrificed herself.
I think of who we idolize in society, and it's I don't know if it is anymore, but it's the Kim Kardashians, it's the Kanye West, think about the people that actually make quick decisions.
Mm-hmm.
They put their own well-being aside.
Oh, she didn't. They don't think
people.
About themselves. This is not about thinking. This is a reaction.
It's about
this is
what
not
you do.
Thinking. This is reaction, and that's why. I'm looking at a video also that was produced as school ended last year. The students in the school produced an 11-minute tribute to Mrs. Jordan that starts, "Thank you, Mrs. Jordan, so much for all you do." And then they all sing "Somewhere Over the Rainbow" for her. She's been a fixture in the community. Yes, Jennifer, you're right. This is the kind of person we ought to be talking about because of what she did and how she did it. But are we? I guarantee you that there is not another radio program on the air at this moment that is spending a second talking about Mrs. Jordan. Instead, they're talking about Ammon Bundy and the shootout at the wildlife refuge last night.
I don't
even
know if they're talking about him.
Well,
it's strange what people
talk about Donald
today.
Trump not going to participate in the debate or the San Diego shooting yesterday that really wasn't a shooting and all of the attention. Where were you when this took place? When you heard this for the first time, I was fiddling around and I actually was in the car and I heard this. And I thought, okay, not another one of these.
Another one, right.
And it was another one of these. But it wasn't another one of those. It was another one of these.
You know, it's so interesting to watch the media's reaction now to stories like these.
News media, yeah.
I was getting ready for work because I take usually about an hour nap after the show, and I was just about ready to leave the house.
Yep.
And I see this alert coming through on my cell phone, so I thought, all right, well, I'll bite. So I turn on the news to see what's going on.
Danger, danger.
And they had gone to the local San Diego news affiliate.
Hmm.
And they were all about speculating. Well, you know, one woman was saying, I was the daughter of a military person, and they just don't allow guns on bases, so someone must have snuck this in, and, you know, the third
all
floor
kinds
is where
of nonsense.
The vets are. And but you know what?
Here's nonsense. The thing.
I can't necessarily blame them, because we are shell-shocked by a lot of gun violence in this country. We're shell-shocked by events like this one. So, of course, you're going to cover it like it actually happened, because that's what's been the case, you know, over the last, what,
well, that's,
year?
Well, I was talking earlier about the event that I was supposed to go to this weekend. It was basically shut down, called off, because the people who have been going to this event for 25 years decided, apparently a group of them, that they didn't want to get together in a small enclosed place because they were afraid that it could be bombed by terrorists.
What?
Yeah.
Aren't you doing like a meditation camp?
I'm doing, well, that was the second thing. No, I'm going to a dog, I'm going to an animal communication conference.
Who would bomb an animal communication
conference? No, that wasn't, that was the second thing. I was originally going to go to something else and participate in something on Sunday afternoon that had nothing to do with the animal conference. But what I'm saying is it was called off because the people who were normally in attendance are afraid to get together now because of the violence that happens, or even the suggestion of violence. So here we have, once again, the terrorists winning. They don't have to do anything.
More than that, I mean, just know the human condition. I mean, to some extent, and whether you want to blame the news coverage, you want to blame the actual events themselves, the people that are scary, we all have a little element of post-traumatic stress. And
yep.
I think we have in this country since 9/11, and I think it hasn't gotten any better.
No, it's rooting down into our fabric and our fiber. So here we have the San Diego shooting that wasn't a shooting. Here's a podcaster named Mike Dice who talked about whether conspiracy theorists are all over this story and it becomes something like what I just explained a minute ago.
Whoops! Turns out that the reports of the quote active shooter on all major media outlets today, the breaking news at the Naval Medical Center in San Diego, turns out not to be true. Turns out that there was actually nobody with a gun. No shots were fired. Turns out that the whole mess, the active shooter, was based off of reports of somebody allegedly hearing what they thought were three gunshots in the basement. Of course, all of the, you know, false flag shooting conspiracy people are going to use this as, quote, evidence that other shootings like Sandy Hook were all, quote, hoaxes too. It never even happened. They've been busted. No, actually, what happened here is a paranoid person who's been watching too much mainstream media heard probably some construction or, you know, something being dropped in somewhere around the corner and just thought it was a gunshot. Didn't even see anybody, didn't hear anybody screaming, just heard three bangs and just thought, hey, somebody's shooting up the place. And then it becomes breaking news.
Mainstream news media, part of the problem and the culprits in this. They were all over it. The police really, really overreacted. Much the same as what happened in Quantico last summer. Remember, there was supposedly something went on there because there had been a shooting there the year before. As everybody overreacts, but back to terrorism and the terrorists.
I give the police a break on that one. If someone says active shooter at the Navy,
yeah, no, I'm not saying you didn't hear me criticize the police. I'm just saying that we're all scared down to our boots, and
yeah,
and so somebody says, "Oh, I heard a shot," and everybody say, "I mean, who was the person that? I don't even see an identity of the person that said
because that person would get raked over the coals if they were identified."
Okay, so we have Oregon. You got San Diego, and you have Seattle. The shootout at the encampment, the jungle in Seattle, apparently started in the encampment, in this little community, fights between various homeless people. And that brings me around to a focus on the homeless. Yesterday, you no doubt heard that the state of California has decided to spend $2 billion on taking care of the homeless over the next 10 years, including $200 million. I mean, the city of Los Angeles is going to use that all up themselves.
Oh, for sure.
Last year, city of Los Angeles spent $200 million taking care of the people that were going through my rubbish the other day.
Mm-hmm. Or living on my porch.
Yeah, on your porch. And so what do we do as a collective society about that? What's the cause? What's the fix? Many of
the
these.
The cause of mental illness and drugs.
Yeah.
Truly.
So how do these people get them? Did they get the drugs and then become homeless? Or were they homeless first and then they got the drugs? And what about all the veterans who are homeless?
That's more the outrage.
Important.
Yeah,
yeah,
to me, that's where I want to start. If there are vets that are that need help, that, and that's the priority for me. I think there are a lot of people who choose to live on the street, especially in a place like California where the weather is good almost all year round, and they choose it. There are a lot of services available that do go unused. The money's being spent, but they go unused because people don't want to have a roof over their head.
No, they
want
to be
They don't want rules. Right.
So, speaking of veterans, Kara, do we have commercials running now for the Wounded Warrior Project? I know that we did. I don't know that we still do or we don't. And while you're looking for that, you've heard that story, Jennifer. There's an investigation last night on the CBS Evening News that focused on the Wounded Warrior Project, one of the three or four that we have talked about on this program around Veterans Day and Memorial Day, where these outfits raise money. This outfit has raised tens of millions of dollars and apparently is only spending a little more than half of it actually to benefit veterans and wounded warriors. They spend the rest of it on themselves, their salaries, parties, gatherings, get-togethers, which is, you know, I want people to know, if you've given to the Wounded Warrior Project in the past, you ought not to do it anymore. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wanna...
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only, ends 1/3/16. Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to have a smile or two. Not that we don't have a smile among us or between us or with us. Jennifer and I together just is a smiling occasion. However, we're now working on the creative image of people like Conan O'Brien, who had a joke last night regarding the new ice cream flavor from Ben & Jerry's.
Ben of Ben & Jerry's has come out with an ice cream inspired by Bernie Sanders. Yeah, great. Yeah, a carton costs $3.99, but when you include tax, it's $200 million.
I'll take two, please.
Ah, that's about right. God love Bernie.
Even my mom, who we do not agree at all politically, I was talking to her about something about Bernie. She goes, I just don't know if he can do exactly what he says he's going to do. I'm like, well, you know.
Thanks, Mom. He's got a lot of support, though, with the younger. Trump's got a lot of support with the youngers, and Bernie Sanders got a lot of support with the youngers. Here's Stephen Colbert joking about the Iowa caucuses.
You can feel the excitement in the air right now, can't you, John? And we all know why everybody's excited, because we're only 6 days from the Iowa caucus. And I have election fever. I have election fever. I think that's what it is. Every time I think about the candidates, I get a little queasy. I think it's a fever.
Yeah. Little queasy. So I'm going to be, I guess you're not coming with me to New Hampshire. I guess we got that.
I really wish we were going to Iowa, though.
Yeah, well, why don't you go to Iowa and I'll go to New Hampshire?
Because our people canceled it.
Oh.
A little inside baseball, but apparently no one but me wanted to go to Iowa.
I see. And I didn't want to go to Iowa. I go to New Hampshire because it's handy.
Although it's so interesting, though, the way they caucus is so much more fun than just regular voting. Oh, yeah, I mean, that's what I wanted to see.
The people who are arranging, I decided this is, it's hard to stay away from politics, even though I don't want to talk about Donald Trump and him not being in the debate. Who cares?
You're the only one, by the way.
I know I am. So that's why this program is unique. And the rest of them all can talk about the same old thing all day long. And then Roger Ailes getting his knit out of flicker. Because Trump is doing him in or whatever else foolishness he's come up with. They all play into the same hand. Meanwhile, speaking of Donald Trump, here's Seth Meyers joking about him.
Donald Trump said that Ted Cruz is a liar who looks like a jerk. Not to be confused with Trump, who's a jerk who looks like a liar.
Okay. All right, let's get to the more mundane material here. Steve Harvey in his daytime television talk program jokes with an audience member about trying to adjust to living in the country.
Recently, I moved to a country town after my divorce, and I needed to be closer to my parents, so I was used to a city that had a hustle and bustle and lots of noise and a Starbucks on every corner. Now I find myself in my little minivan with my three kids, driving down country roads, completely dark. Sometimes I might even see a cow next to me. So I would like some advice on how I can adjust to this new country life.
You can't. Go back to the city. I think living close to your mom is going to be worth it. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to kiss some things goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
The lights of the big city, check cash in place, liquor store, chicken wing shop.
It's weirdo.
Wait, he says that. All right, Ellen DeGeneres joking on her program yesterday about the snowstorm last week.
The East Coast had a crazy storm over the weekend. Schools were closed, and there were accidents everywhere. It's the same thing that happens here in L.A. when it drizzles. Almost 27 inches of snow fell in Central Park, and it means New York is almost as white as the Oscars.
Okay, ding, ding, ding. And then a moment for the late Abe Vigoda and how he impacted. A lot of people have been talking about him. Apparently, he's a wonderful guy. I think I had him on this program once or twice. But there are a lot of bits and pieces of conversation about him and what he meant to the people that watched many of the shows he was on, mostly Barney Miller. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
In the news, a staggering 1 in 3 of us are pre-diabetic. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. The CDC with the American Diabetes Association have launched a new campaign to diagnose the millions of us who are pre-diabetic but don't know it. First, what is pre-diabetes? It's when your blood sugars run high, but not high enough to be diabetic. If you don't do anything about it, guess what? You have a 30% chance of becoming diabetic in 5 years. And you're also at increased risk of a heart attack or stroke. Who needs that? Absolutely nobody. Here's the thing. Prediabetes can be reversed by weight loss and exercise. DCOC advice? The CDC have set up a 1-minute quiz to see if you're the 1 in 3 of us at high risk for prediabetes. You'll find a link to the quiz on my Facebook page, Dr. Chambers on Call. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, americashealthcareadvocate.com, that website, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
All righty then. Hello. 33 after the hour. You've joined the Doug Steffen Good Day program in progress with Jennifer Horn. There are a lot of people who get up every morning looking forward to figuring out what's going on in the world, hearing people talk about what's going on.
And she's not
opinions.
One of them.
No. That's so. Speak for yourself, kid. All right, so we have a different... Well, I had lunch with somebody yesterday that is a media person, listens around to a lot of the... been involved in the management of radio stations for years and years and years, listens to a lot of the radio programs available in Los Angeles and San Diego, and started listening to us, and he said the thing that he takes away from listening to us is that each day he's going to learn something that he wouldn't learn anywhere else. He's going to hear something conversationally, and that's a nice reputation to have. So with that in mind, hello to all the people listening in Minnesota today, in and around Indiana and around Florida and Missouri, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, how do you do? Billings, Montana, Wheeling, West Virginia, everybody who is here listening to us take apart what's going on in the world. And we have closeness to some things and not closeness to other things. Both of us, Jennifer and I, are in Southern California, where the big buzz has been on the escape of three horribly, horrible...
bad dudes.
Really bad human beings. Hossein Nayeri, Jonathan Chu, and Bat Wong. So they've escaped from a minimum security prison. It isn't even a prison. It's
no,
a jail, in Orange County, where I think one of them, at least, has been for over a year waiting trial. And they got out pretty easily. And, of course, then the question, did they have help? Was there an inside job? Well, these guys are really bad.
Especially this Nayeri, Hossein Nayeri,
right.
Is the one that's even worse. And that's where the prosecutor who is handling his case is like criticizing the jail in Orange County, saying, look, this is a low-level security prison. What in the heck, or jail, what was this guy doing there?
Well,
and now the jail's fighting back going, oh, everything was fine, you know.
there
was,
sense.
But there was a huge amount of time that's unaccounted for. And so, you know, they do like a body count in prison. They count and, you know, see who's there. Apparently, that wasn't being done very often. And so people don't really know exactly when this guy...
Yeah, these guys even escaped.
Yeah, there's a huge time frame that's not accounted for. And they're in jail with like 68 other inmates. So you would think someone at some point would say, hey, over here, these guys are gone, but nothing. Nothing.
Well, but what in the world? You figure these people ought to be in some place. Yesterday I was talking about the Walpole State Prison in Massachusetts, which is one of the deadliest prisons in the country. The toughest people are sent there, and they just let them kind of like in a cage, animal cages, and let them do what they're going to do to each other without anybody getting involved. And then you look at some of these other prison breaks, never mind El Chapo, but each time there is one of these breaks, there always seems to be the same common denominator, that the people who are supposed to be in charge are doing basically nothing but collecting a check.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one headline, they let Hannibal Lecter out.
That's what they called this guy. I won't give you all the gory details, he took a guy out. He kidnapped a person, took him out into the desert, bleached his body, and then lit him on fire, and then cut off a piece of his, you know, important parts that men wouldn't want to lose, that was cut off.
Right.
And they didn't account for him. Like, the last time he was accounted for was 5 a.m., and they weren't reported missing until 9 p.m. on Friday night. I mean, that's... crazy.
Remember last year, the two guys that broke out of the prison, Sweat and Matt. Remember? Those guys?
And they had help.
Yeah.
And that's what makes you think, I mean, these guys cut through steel.
Right.
So even though it was a low-security jail, and they might have had the time to do that because they weren't getting counted often enough or whatever it might be, they still cut through steel. So how did they do that?
Without help, they couldn't have done it.
And then they came down, they rappelled the side of the building with like a makeshift rope, which you could probably do with
sheets
stuff inside the prison sheets
together.
Or something.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Right. And then you go way back in history. Remember, you perhaps studied in school, or maybe you saw a movie. I don't remember studying John Dillinger in school, but knowing who he was, big bank robber who went across the Midwest, he'd shoot his way into or out of anything. This guy had no mercy. You've heard the name Dillinger, right?
I think so.
He was put into a jail in Indiana, regular jail, and got out and shot his way up. I mean, finally, he was shot down by the. It was kind of like Bonnie and Clyde, that sort of a thing. He got out of jail though using a wooden gun that he'd crafted himself. How did he get a knife to do it? Is always the question. And then think about Alcatraz. Oh my God! Remember that movie with Clint Eastwood? Escape from Alcatraz.
And don't forget more my generation's movie about that, The Rock.
Yes, Sean Connery and what's his face?
Ed Harris, I think, was in The Rock.
Ed Harris was in it also. But
I love this game.
I know it. These names. We have so many names in our minds. The actor was in Las Vegas. I want to say Nathan, but it's not Nathan. Come on, what's the matter with all of us?
Oh, I don't remember. Let's Google.
All right.
The Rock movie.
Well,
here we go. If I put The Rock would come up.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sean Connery, William Stewart, Lewis Stroller, Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, thank you.
But I was right, Ed Harris.
Yeah.
Right there.
Ed Harris was in it, right. Remember the story of Frank Abagnale? That movie that starred Leonardo DiCaprio, Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Another one of those sorts of things.
But you were rooting for him.
I was rooting for
him. You know, there are a lot of movies or even a lot of stories that you hear in the media where you're like, oh, well, you know, you kind of root for the guys. But these dudes are just not cool. They're bad dudes.
And then there were, you go back in the history of England, the escapes from the Tower of London. Remember, we probably don't remember any of that. Did you study any of that stuff when you were in school? Or am I the only one who ever studied the history of Europe?
Well, you know, that you were closer to the history of Europe. Love you.
Oh, my God. Bunga, bunga.
They're right. Like, so kids, last Tuesday.
This is my friend, Jennifer Warren. Okay. The poll question today, as irrelevant as it may seem, will you watch tomorrow night's GOP debate? No. Let's see how many. That's D. A, of course I'll watch them all. D, not without Trump. C, there's another debate. D, nope, too many good shows on. E, I have no interest. I have no interest, and no, I'm not going to watch it, even though I'm in the business of talking about what's going on. I'm just tired of this. Donald Trump
last night
has a 43% approval rating. And the fact that he's not going to go to this, the reason Roger Ailes, who runs Fox, is ticked off is because they'll have half the ratings. Because if Trump's not there, nobody's going to watch.
Trump's doing an event to support the vets.
Yeah, good.
And that's smart on him, another right? network is smart, which I think they will be, CNN perhaps. They will televise this.
Yep.
And I guarantee you those ratings are probably going to be bigger than the debate. But you know what I was thinking about last night without getting political on this, Dougie?
No, I didn't know what you
were talking about. Thinking that we are really watching history, because Donald Trump has completely changed and, or whatever you want to call it, revolutionized the way elections are done.
Yep.
He has completely taken the handbook, and this is what he's done with the handbook. It's just been this.
He knew
he ripped it in half.
What the public was thinking and
course.
Has capitalized on it. And so that's why this, and Bernie Sanders, more of the same. Is there enough to support Trump?
Bernie's message is different, but I'm just talking about...
It doesn't make any difference, Jennifer. He's talking about changing the system, which is what people want. But they don't want to do as extreme as Sanders and Trump are suggesting. That's why there's a shot for
Bloomberg. I'm talking from a totally non-political point of view. I'm not talking about their message.
Yeah, okay.
I'm talking about the rules of a campaign.
Hmm.
Which Bernie does very much follow. In fact, he probably follows it really well. He doesn't attack Hillary below the belt. Like he follows the rules.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about the
Hillary
rules
and he
of
says
campaigning,
he likes all the time.
Donald Trump has completely broken every single one of them. And for whatever reason, it is working and people are licking it up. They love it.
Works well. Anyway, that's our poll at DougStephan.com. The poll from yesterday, how much would you say you were affected by the winter storm? Let's see here. 25% of you said it was a minor annoyance. 23% of you who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said, bad for a couple of days, I'm back on track now. 22% said it had no effect on me at all. 17% said it disrupted my life, probably continue to do so for at least another day or so. 13%, I barely noticed it. So, I mean, that's more or less, I think, what most of us are feeling about this. Let me talk to you about something else that is of utmost importance. You and your looks. The wrinkle treatments that have been on the market for a long time. There's nothing that treats bags under your eyes. If you look in the mirror, see those bags under your eyes?
Oh, yes.
You see the wrinkles around your eyes?
Yes.
Puffiness under your eyes? See that?
Yes.
You see the dark circles under your eyes? So if you feel the bags under your eyes and you'd like to have them firm up like Rita in New Jersey, her experience after listening to me talk about GenuCell was superb. She says, I heard this. I knew it was me you were talking to. That's why I called 800-543-9262. Order GenuCell, and it works exactly as you say it works. Thank you to the folks in New Jersey who are trying GenuCell and people everywhere. You'll be absolutely amazed by the way this product works on the things that I'm talking about. Puffiness under your eyes, bags around your eyes, lines around your eyes. And when you call 800-543-9262 and take my suggestion, people that answer the phone will say, would you like a free tube of the Platinum Dark Circle treatment as our gift to you? And the answer to your question is, yes, I'm going to take something that's free, especially when Doug says it works so well. It's a brand new product from the folks that make GenuCell, so it's a compliment to GenuCell itself. Take care of all the things around your eyes that you've been working on for decades. Overnight, you'll see a change. 800-543-9262. If this isn't good, I mean, They couldn't stay in business if this stuff didn't work because they'd give everybody their money back. That's not happening. Bags and puffiness, kiss them goodbye. 800-543-9262.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by Mironova Labs. Whether it's staying active and fit or doing the activities we enjoy most, making heart-healthy choices is the key to improving our overall health. Yet many people may not realize there is more they can do to protect their hearts from the damaging effects of oxidative stress. Dust the Rust Off is a nationwide public awareness campaign designed to educate America about the important role of taking a super antioxidant ergothionine supplement to protect the heart from oxidative stress. Dulvit Quince, the Biggest Loser celebrity trainer.
Your heart is at the core of a healthy body, but many Americans are letting oxidative stress literally rust and damage their hearts. That's why I am proud to partner with Mironova Labs to motivate America to take action and dust the rust off their gym equipment, running shoes, and especially their hearts. By committing to a good diet and taking a daily ergothionine supplement like Mironova EGT+. I encourage everyone to go to DustTheRustOff.com to learn more.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Hey, Burger King, you want to drive biz? I got this idea. I'm a big fan of the way you cook your burgers, but what about chicken? So why not do a flame-grilled burger chicken?
Burger chicken? How about we call it the new flame-grilled chicken burger from Burger King? A savory flame-grilled chicken patty topped with veggies on a toasted bun, now just two for $5. Or mix and match with another delicious sandwich, part of the two for $5 deal. The new flame-grilled chicken burger, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
The new flame-grilled chicken burger from Burger King, now just two for $5, Jennifer. Only at Burger King. Restrictions apply. What is that? Restriction apply to the chicken? To the burger? You can't buy 50 of them? Would you like to have a party? We'll have 50 burgers, please.
50.
50 of them. How about that?
Well, that's 15. Yeah. 50.
Yes. Okay.
You're so weird.
Thank you. 48 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. All right. So the Oregon shootout, man, oh, man, this thing, the reach of the government, the way the public feels about the government, this fuels the candidacy of Donald Trump better than anything else. So most of you have heard that Ammon Bundy was arrested. One guy was killed. The government decided they were going to go in and take back the wildlife refuge. This is Jason Carroll with a report on how much land is owned by the government in our country. Listen to this.
You might say the issue of federal land is a big story, especially when you consider how much land the feds actually own. 650 million acres. That's more than one quarter of all the land in the United States. So which agencies control the majority of all of those millions of acres? Well, there are actually four. The Forest Service, the National Park Service, the Bureau of Land Management, and the Fish and Wildlife Service. Another point that most people probably don't realize is most of the federal government's land is concentrated in the West. Over half of the land in the 11 western states and Alaska is owned by the federal government. With all that federal land in the West, it may be one of the reasons why some of the more controversial cases involving land ownership pop up in that part of the country, such as the standoff in Oregon involving protesters supporting two ranchers imprisoned for arson on federal land, and that Clive Bundy standoff in Nevada. That was the dispute that began over unpaid grazing fees on federal land. The last point on federal lands is what it's mainly used for. The main purposes of federal land ownership are preservation, recreation, and development of national resources. But across the country, there were real concerns about how federal authorities apply justice when someone is accused of doing something wrong on federal land. Take those two ranchers convicted of arson on federal land in Oregon. They were originally given sentences of no longer than 1 year, but the government appealed and succeeded in getting them mandatory minimum punishment of 5 years handed down to both.
Vote for Donald Trump. That's what that is all about. That's
is that what
these
he was saying
about
the undertone?
No, that's what we really, this is, imagine 25% of the land in the country belongs to the government. It's you and me, but they won't let you and me on the land. This is more outrageous than you could possibly imagine. And we are been rolling over for this. We got to stop rolling over for this, Jennifer. 51 yeah. after the hour and good day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only, ends 1/30/16. Price match plus a 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. We're joined by Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. And in that position, he has nothing going for him except credibility. He's all about credibility. We could probably sing that. He's got credibility, lots of credibility, la la la. Maybe you can take that out and sell it somehow. Prep it. Get somebody who can sing to really do that.
I think you should keep your morning job.
I do have my morning job, but thank you very much for helping me in that department. In a moment, Apple revenues declining. What's the story with that? Greg and Doug and Jennifer here on Good Day.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or a substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 to check out. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by web bank and affiliates of Avant, Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
All right, 55 and change after the hour. We have with us Greg Stebbin on the Good Day program with a focus on technology. Apple says its revenues could decline because the sale of the iPhone isn't what it used to be. The old iPhone is not what it used to be, not what it used to be, not what. They made $18 billion in profit last year. So business could slow down, so they'll only make $17.8 billion in profit. Profit, folks, not sales, profit. So if you have Apple stock, hold on to it. Do nothing. Enjoy it. This is a news media fiasco made up by the trade, the business trade news media. Right? Are you agreeing with me on this or not, Greg?
Well, actually, Doug, I have to just say that I am not a stock picker, so I'm not the right guy to ask about the stock price.
Well, just about the stability of the program.
But I agree with you in the sense that you always need to be careful about what you read and to dig deeper if it matters, because I'm going to read you two headlines from yesterday that I think tell a different sort of story. Mm-hmm. Headline number one from USA Today, warning, literally with an exclamation point, right. Warning, Apple skids into no growth mode. Okay, that's skids. Along the lines of the story you were saying. Right. Here's from a very reputable site called Apple Insider. Apple sells 74.8 million iPhones, rakes in 75.9 billion in revenue in company's biggest quarter ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say, company's biggest quarter ever, at the same time that USA Today and many others say Apple is on the rocks.
Why would you? This is just such nonsense. Trust your gut. Trust your instincts. If you're buying their product and using it, you believe in it. And that's pretty much the bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is not like 20 years ago when there were predictions that Apple was on the ropes.
Right.
What it does say is that it is not, you cannot count on it with 100% certainty the way you could that every year would or every quarter would be dramatically better. It is true that the growth has slowed.
Mm-hmm.
But I will also point out something that I think is very important, and we don't know the result of it yet. When they rolled out the last new iPhone, they put in place a program where if you bought your new iPhone directly from Apple,
mm-hmm.
every time a new iPhone came out, you could just walk into a store and trade the old one in and get a new one.
Just keep paying the 35 bucks a month.
If 20 or 30 million people bought into that program, that means they will sell 10 or 20 or 30 million phones on the first day before they actually made an effort to sell a single phone. Right. And we just don't know what those numbers are yet.
Yeah. All right. So along the same line, Twitter has a problem with its stock because management is in an upheaval, et cetera, et cetera. The thing that isn't being reported in the happy press is that $3.5 billion is sitting in the bank. So they can run that company for a long time with $3.5 billion
in the bank. Same sort of thing with headlines. One says, is Twitter doomed? And another one says, Twitter has 412 years in cash to fix itself. I'd love to be in that position, frankly.
I would be. Give me 41 years. Never mind 412. It is so foolish, and people believe these headlines. That's part of the training of this program, is to get you to think for yourself and don't believe all the headlines. Greg Stebbin has lots of expertise. He's the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine, and he's here with us on Good Day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.